Welcome and good morning. 1 year. Amazing that we've been on the air for 1 year. We've got a studio full of people here. We've got a crossover with Christy Simone.
Oh, no.
Can you believe you're back on a year later?
You poor guy bringing me back. Oh, once a year. I'm only allowed to come the first show of every year.
I love it. I love it.
And the rest of the years, which months is great.
All right. And then Grant Kruger. Hello, Grant.
Good morning. Happy New Year's, guys.
And Ted Maxwell's over there. Hi, Ted.
Good morning, Ed. How
and
you
we
doing?
Got Roman, we've got Morgan, we've got Tom, we've got Lydia, we've got Bill, we've got Sixta, we got a couple more coming in. This is our 1 year anniversary show of Jump in Tucson, and just wanted to bring everybody together and celebrate 1 year on the air and say that all of us are going to be back for another year, so that's great. So Chris and Grant and Ted, the reason you're on first is to talk about how Jump in Tucson got started. And when you guys came to me and said...
This is radio, so he's pointing towards Grant and me.
so tell me the genesis of how you...
Kruger's the guy. Genesis. Yeah.
So ultimately, I've always loved Wake Up Tucson, right, and Chris's show, and the idea that we had such a focus on local media, because there's so many different outlets to get national or state news, but there's so few that are Tucson-based, particularly when the other radio station's morning show left and moved up to Phoenix. We really here at Bustos Media, KVOI, are the only station bringing you local Tucson talk like that. And so the idea that we could have another hour of that really crossed our minds. And of course, I immediately talked to Chris and said, hey, how'd you like to do a fourth hour over there? And
no, it's true. He did ask me.
Yeah, I don't think he was very excited by that necessarily.
You had tried that, hadn't you?
I did.
You tried that once, and I remember.
Yeah, when he said that, I actually punched myself in the groin and said, I don't think I'm going to do that. Yeah, I did the four, and when I had the first switch over, Amador asked me to do four.
Right.
And after a while, my throat was getting like actually tired doing that extra. It's an extra 5 hours on top of 15.
Right.
And also, my day was getting started too late trying to make money and other things. So I just said three was enough.
I don't know how you do three.
Yeah, it's a marathon, like truly enough, right? Not a sprint. We do this show once, you know, a week and an hour. And so, you know, it takes 3 or 4 hours worth of prep to have your material and have your facts for that 1 hour. And so the fact that you can do 3 hours every single day like that is truly impressive. That's an impressive feat.
Because I have no facts.
Fair enough.
Hey, mark that spot on the tape, Matt. We need that spot on the tape. Mark it.
What does the saying go? That 62% of statistics are made up on the spot, right? So
I learned that in my quantitative methods class at NAU.
So we've been on a year, and you helped launch us a year ago. What do you think of the show so far?
You know, again, I think I'm going to echo a little bit what Grant was saying, is the idea that local is so ignored in Tucson, Arizona.
Right.
Right. We always say shop local, mm-hmm. do this local, smoke pot local, all this other stuff, right? And that's a quote to another joke earlier before the mics went on. But the idea that so look at the University of Arizona, right? So they have this, they're building a Death Star of communications.
Right.
Right. And they can barely get out a half hour plus some radio stories about Tucson.
Right.
And they subsist possibly on 60% of taxpayer dollars to do some sort of, and they don't even really do local.
Right.
Right. So I got the local news people, but they don't talk. There's no talk show about, well, you know, just the local news. Right. I miss Jim Arnold doing his This Is What I Believe segment for 2 minutes on KOLD. Right. And then other than that, I know we have KXCI does some local. Mm-hmm. Right. But really, in the end, the local discussion is so underrepresented.
Right.
Right. And so that's why I love that there's another 5 hours every week tackling these different things, right, in relation to, you know, Grant's killing it on restaurants, and Ted's doing his work on the engagement, and Tommy's doing tourism, which is a huge business that's always ignored in this town. Trust me, Tom and I have been tourism for the last 2 decades, kind of running parallel on things, right? And for all that, they always say, Tom and I have been to a zillion meetings. I you know, 27,000 jobs. I don't know what the number is lately, Grant. I don't know if you got, or either of you guys have an update on tourism numbers, right? No one's talking about tourism, right? But it's really important, because we don't do other things very well in this town, right? But we got great attractions. We got great resorts. We know the food scenes. We're way punching above our weight. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I love that you guys are doing this extra five after me during the week, because no one else is doing it.
So, Ted, you were in on the beginning, and you were part of the discussion about, you know, we need sponsors for this. We need people to take an hour and so forth. And you jumped in early, no pun intended, I guess. But why? Why'd you jump in?
Well, I like the format. One, Chris nailed it right on the head. There's not enough local conversation. You know, he does an incredible job filling 15 hours of local conversation throughout the day, but by having a single hour to a single different issue. And when we first talked, and I can remember exactly where Grant and you were when you said, hey, what do you think of this idea? I thought you were crazy. But then as we discussed it more, it made sense. And we've got five different areas that everything we talk about either highlights something about this region or tries to make it better.
Right.
And so I appreciated the invite and the opportunity, and it's been an incredible ride thus far, and I look forward to doing it for another year, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, Grant, when we first talked about this, one of the reasons that I'm sitting on this side is because you had said to me, and this would be a way for you to stay relevant after running for mayor a couple of times, and I have to say it has been an interesting experiment. It has kept me relevant, and so I appreciate that nod to that exercise. And so,
no, of course, you were engaged in the community, of course, for two mayoral races, right? Which is no small feat of campaigning every day, every minute of every year. You're out there touching and talking to and listening to your community, and so I think the radio really gives you a great opportunity to continue that one as well, too. Not just over the AM airwaves, but on social media and just throughout the general Tucson area. And so I'm really excited for that you invited me to have this opportunity with you, and I'm so glad that this has worked out thus far.
And Ed, I have to add, when Grant agreed to host the Wednesday segment, you know, the blend of food and politics in this in the scene, he was only a temporary placeholder, and it was very apparent right from the beginning that this guy can hold a radio show and an audience. Oh, yeah. So I'm glad Grant stayed around and committed to hopefully another year.
Yeah. Oh, my, thanks for the pressure over there, guys. I appreciate that.
Moose, Rocco, help Kruger find the checkbook.
I didn't really plan on being the guy, though. We were talking about having Tucson Foodie just come and be that one. I was going to fill in for, I think, like one show or two. And then, of course, 52 weeks later, here we are.
Grant, your blend, though, of the food scene, because you can talk about it like Chris can as well, and then of the politics, has been just a great launching pad for different conversations, especially talking about things like the price of eggs.
Sure. Well, of course, that one's added a lot of spice to you know, the local news media over here as well, too. But as I've said on the show before, the restaurant business is one of the most highly regulated businesses in the entire country, right? We've got the federal government and OSHA and FLSA laws. We've got state laws and the Arizona Department of Health Services. We've got county laws. We've got city zoning laws. I mean, there is just law and government stacked on top of each other over and over again. And whether you like politics or not, if you're in the restaurant business, you are involved.
Right. Well, I want to say something to you, Chris. I want to thank you. You've been promoting Jump in Tucson faithfully for the last 52 weeks. We really appreciate your support. I know that you know, there have been shows that you haven't supported because you didn't like the content, didn't like the people per se.
I loved all of them. They were fine. You know, I had nothing against the people after me. It was the idea that, well, anyway, I just didn't respect it enough to promote it, and I don't respect what you guys are doing here and gals on Jumpin'.
We appreciate that.
You know, that's the important thing. And again, the more quality local we can do and get those stories out there. I mean, one of the things I would say about Kruger, he's a total natural. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's really a natural. Ted is getting amazingly better over time. Him and I had that beer at Charred Pizza talking about.
Yes, we did.
You know, and, you know, what's, you know, in the nightmare scenario of your guest doesn't show up, what do you do? We had all those discussions kind of thing. But what's great about Kruger this year especially is people want to know, why is everything so damn expensive?
Right.
Right. And you're at the heart of this, right? Not just with eggs, right, or things, but the minimum wage.
Of course.
Right. And that's so important because the average bear doesn't know, geez, why does my blank cost this now? And if you listen to Grant on those Wednesdays, you'll know.
Right. And you see it, right? You see it at the grocery store. You're seeing it at your local restaurants and resorts. I mean, we've had probably a 40% cost increase over these last 4 years or so. Regardless of what the media is telling you about inflation, you're seeing it in your pocketbooks and you're seeing it on your check at your local restaurants.
Yep.
Well, we're going to take a break here. We want to thank Chris DeSimone. Thank you for showing up today.
And thank you guys, man. I love being a part of what you guys do.
We're going to have Grant and Ted stay. We're going to bring Tom on the mic and go hear some great sponsors. We're going to take a break and hear for some great sponsors. Thank you, Christy Simone, for all you do for Jumpin' Tucson.
Thank you, Ed Ackerley. And is there a party tonight?
There's a party between 5 to 7 at Grant's Place, Union Public House, on the patio. Should be a beautiful evening. Lots of good stuff out there.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're listening to Jump in Tucson. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am your host, Dr. Ed Ackerley. We're celebrating the 1 year on the air anniversary of Jump in Tucson. Hard to think that it was 1 year ago this week that we started Jump in Tucson as an experiment. And here we are doing great. Hey, Matt, I didn't include you on the last segment because we had so much going on there. But I wanted to thank you for what you've done for us over the last year. It's been great.
All right, Ed. Thank you very much. Have a fun time every day with you guys. Love all the content, love all the hosts, and love what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
So congratulations on the first year, and let's go with the second one, man.
Sounds great. We wouldn't be able to do it without you, so thank you for what you do. So with us this segment, we've got Ted Maxwell, who does Tuesday, the Engagement Hour. We've got Grant Kruger, who does Wednesday, Food for Thought, and we've got Tom Moulton, who does Thursday, in conjunction with our friend. I have to say that the Engagement Hour is sponsored by Jim Click Ford and Jim Click Automotive Group. We appreciate that.
As well as Tucson Airport Authority
Oh, well, fantastic. That's great. And we have Visit Tucson helping out on Thursdays with Tom and Southern Arizona Attractions, and Visit Tucson doing good things to do and things to see in Tucson. So you guys have done Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday from 9 to 10, an interesting thing. So, Ted, let's start with you. You do the Engagement Hour. You talk about the good things going on in civic engagement.
And it's been such a joy to do it because, one, I still get to do what we do at the Southern Arizona Leadership Council. They also provide funding to help me do this and allow me to come on and talk about not only our positions, but also for other things that they may not have official positions on. But it's been great because it's a blend. I've interviewed everybody from Senator Kelly, Congressman Sisqamati, elected officials throughout the state, all the way to business leaders and what they contribute into the community. But we also focus heavily on those folks that get involved and run nonprofits.
Right.
And the difference that they make, groups like Youth on Their Own, the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. So it's a pretty wide blend. I mean, some of my favorite interviews have been with Jim Click and his story. We didn't talk about selling cars almost at all. There's great opportunities there. And sometimes we're political, sometimes we're not. We go in between, but the whole thing is it's getting the message out to people that there's some way for everyone in this community to get involved. If it's even just at the level of being an informed voter, because that's maybe our biggest civic responsibility is being an informed voter. Not just a voter, but an informed voter, so you know what you're voting on. But there are so many other ways you can get involved and help this community to make Tucson, make Pima County better. And it's been fun getting to explore that.
Well, that whole term engagement is all part of what the title of this show is, Jump in Tucson, and the whole idea behind that is to get involved in your community because it's going to be, it's your town. Do something with it and get involved.
Sounds like it might have been used as a campaign slogan or something. It'd be a catchy one, don't you think?
Would have been a good campaign slogan if I was famous. So, Grant, you talk about Food for Thought, you talk about restaurants, you talk about legislation and things that are affecting businesses in Tucson. It's been a great experiment for you, too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the restaurant business is a big-time employer, not just in Tucson, but nationwide, right? We're talking over $1.2 trillion in sales, per year, in the restaurant business. It's an amazing amount of money that flows across the table, creating both jobs, right? It employs over 15 million people in the United States, alone. It's a tremendously large industry. And Tucson, as Chris was saying, punches above its weight with restaurants as well, too. We've got so many great local establishments. And one of my favorite parts about the community is how they support the local restaurants. Time and time again, when I bring on guests and I ask them about their favorite restaurants in Tucson, they're saying, I love Vivace, or I love Wild Garlic Grill, or I'm really into, this new local pub somewhere downtown. And I love seeing that sort of energy and that sort of support for local restaurants. And for me to use Jump in Tucson as a vessel to bring those restaurateurs into our studios over here and get to chat with them and hear their stories is really engaging for me, and I hope that it's engaging for our listeners as well, too.
Great. And Tom, you do attractions and those types of things, so that's been great for your members of Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance and for Visit Tucson to highlight some of those great things that people come from all over the world to see and visit. It's great to be able to showcase those.
Well, thank you, Ed, for inviting me a year ago.
to talk about the attractions. And Visit Tucson is a great partner they have on board. It's as you mentioned, Grant, we're $2.5 billion worth of, you know, support here from the tourists coming into town. And of course, if we weren't a tourism town, I don't think we'd have the resorts and the restaurants and the attractions. You know, so many years ago, obviously, they with the five C's, if you all recall that, with climate in particular, we became a huge tourism town, and that continues to help us grow. And, you know, with that comes hospitals and all the service industries, and, you know, so I think we're very fortunate to be situated in the Sonoran Desert with the beautiful weather that we have. And we've had 70-degree weather probably in the fall and now into the winter.
Right.
I mean, today would be another beautiful 70. So climate, certainly, talking about the old five reasons why people come, you know, in engaged in tourism. But obviously, the city of gastronomy, our restaurants, our food, our heritage has been a huge, I mean, sure, the 23 miles of Mexican food was super. Now America's best Mexican food. And you know what? People agree with it. Mm-hmm. They rally around it. And having a international certification through the United Nations and only two city of gastronomies in the United States, I mean, that has just immensely put our word out. National, international publications, the awards that you get from these tourism magazines. And of course, Visit Tucson is leading the way.
Yeah, and it's been great to have some of your members on and featuring some of these smaller attractions that maybe some people haven't looked at or thought about. It's great to showcase those.
Years ago, about 26 now, four general managers got together, Desert Museum, Pima Air and Space, and said, you know what? We want people to stay here longer. Let's talk about all of the other attractions. And there's over an abundance of attractions here.
Right.
Mostly nonprofits. They have a mission, and they've all grown. And roadside attractions is something that you don't define Tucson with. You define them with world-class attraction. And obviously, the Desert Museum and the Reed Park Zoo are leading the way in the zoo world. The number one reason things that people do when they come into a new town is they go to the zoo. And we have two world-class top 10 zoos. And of course, they're much more than just zoos. So getting that word out when the smaller ones don't have marketing budgets, that's been the mission of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance since 1998. And then without our tourism partners, you know, we wouldn't be getting the word out more.
So what does 2025 look like for you, Ted, and your show and Engagement Hour? What are you thinking about doing in the next year for Jumpin' Tucson?
Well, Ed, I don't want you to not talk about your two segments either.
Yes.
So if you're trying to avoid that, I want to defer back to you. What have you found in your first year of excitement?
Well, I will tell you that that Monday, which is the Wonder Series, talking about the good things going on at the U of A, I talk about how, you know, we get financial crises, we get coaches fired, we get scandal, we get all sorts of different things. And that leads in the news, and because it's really important. But every day at the University of Arizona, there's, you know, 9, 10, 15,000 people that are working on positive things at the university. Your wife, people in our department at Eller and so forth, they're doing wonderful things with students and research and scientific outcomes. So I'm really honored to be able to bring that to the foray. And it's great. It's been great to have those people in the studio, and it's good for them to talk about the good things they're doing. And then on Friday, when we do the business success stories, I think that's been a really good thing for some local businesses to get a chance to talk about the good things that they're doing in the community. And it's been heartwarming to hear those stories. That's the reason I say that I started doing this, is because when I was running for mayor, I heard so many people come and tell me why they love Tucson and why they stay here. And even though there's a lot of blemishes that we all know about, it's good to hear those stories of why they came to Tucson, why they stay, and why they love it. So that's what I've been doing. So now let's ask you, what are you going to do in 2025?
A lot more of the same. It's going to be a very interesting political year.
Right.
That's for absolutely sure. So we'll touch on that. But more importantly, I want to continue to highlight some of the nonprofits in this region. If the show can just touch a couple of people and get them to get engaged, to jump in, it'll be a success for me this year.
How about you, Grant? What are you going to do in 2025 on your
segment? I'm looking forward to getting more restaurateurs over here, right? The politicians are a little easier to get to come on the show. They're looking for earned media time over here, but getting restaurateurs together, it's like herding cats, right? From both like a business advocacy groups, right? From the Metro Chamber and SALC, it's tough to get restaurateurs involved. It's a 7-day-a-week job, 24/7. They're working. They're doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And so to even get them to come take 45 minutes out of their day and come down to the KVOI studios is no small feat. And I'm starting to have them come our way. So I'm looking forward to having more of them here in 2025.
Well, thank you, Grant, for what you do on Wednesdays. Thank you, Ted, for what you do on Tuesdays. Thank you, Tom, for your Thursday segment on attractions. It's been great. This is the 1-year hullapalooza for the anniversary of being on the air for 1 year. Remember, we got a party at Grant's house tonight at Union Public House.
5 to 7 p.m. Come on by.
Okay.
We'll be there.
Thank you all, guys, for a good job this year. You're listening to Jump In Tucson. Welcome back to Jump In Tucson. I am Dr. Ed Ackerley, your host. With me is Bill Ackerley, my brother and partner in Ackerley Advertising. It's amazing, Bill, that we're starting our 57th year this year.
Right, yeah. Mom and Dad started the business back in the 60s, and you and I both worked there when we were little kids and then through high school and college. And now it's you and I doing the whole thing.
Yeah, our new CEO is telling us what to do. So we'll talk to Morgan in a little
Morgan
bit.
Morgan Murphy, right?
Yeah. But Bill, this has been an interesting experiment to do Jump In Tucson. It's been a lot of work, but it's been fun, hasn't it?
Yeah, we both got our start in the radio business when we got out of college and then went back to the advertising agency. So it's been kind of a homecoming for me. It's been fun. And when we were driving here this morning, I was wondering out loud, how many people do you think are listening to this show at 9 to 10 o'clock in the morning? And we had different guesses, but I'd like to thank those listeners that tune in every day and listen to the show.
As DeSimone says, we'd like to thank the one listener that's listening to us right now.
Right.
And, you know, if you're listening, thank you for listening to Jump In Tucson. Well, Sixto, we had a long run running for mayor together. You were with me. I told you when we first started running for mayor that you'd sign a couple of pieces of paper and you'd go to one or two events, and it seemed like we probably went to, I don't know, 500, 1,000 events together over those couple of years. It was amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and I got to tell you, it was very satisfying to me to hang out with you and meet a lot of people, learn about a lot of issues, a lot of diverse opinions about different things. So it was an education for me, and I enjoyed it very much. But I got to tell you one thing. I got to make a confession here. So when you asked me to co-host a show from time to time,
right,
I said, okay, this is going to be the second coming of Wolfman Jack. But it didn't quite work out that way.
Yeah. I just have to say this. I say this to you just to embarrass you, but, you know, when they would say, ladies and gentlemen, here is Dr. Ed Ackerley, a candidate for mayor of the city of Tucson, and his campaign manager, Sixto Molina, the whole entire group would come over and they'd all want to talk to you. not a one of them wanted to talk to me. I am amazed still. We went to the Arizona Bowl together. I'm amazed at the number of people that want to come up and talk to Sixto Molina. You're a fixture in this community, and you're a very well respected.
That's because I put a lot of people in jail over the years.
That is true. And Lydia, thank you for filling in for me a couple of times as a guest host. You've been a wonderful friend for many years. You speak to my classes at the University of Arizona. We have a lot of collaboration together, but you're also learning the ropes of being a great fill-in host for me. I appreciate what you've done.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's been wonderful to be part of this whole team, this whole adventure, as I like to say, and to echo what Bill and Sixto and in your first round, Chris, Grant, Ted, and Tom, all saying that this has just been nothing but positive. Mm-hmm. It has been so exciting to be able to bring in more stories, more voices, people who are really excited about small business, nonprofit, education, the wonders at U of A, and also just the whole incredible layout that happens. And of course, Matt behind the scenes,
right,
and so many more people, Morgan, and the whole station have been so welcoming to say, hey, what else do we need to know about small business in Tucson? where can we help about diversity or college students? What other issues in community and nonprofits do we need to be bringing to the forefront? And it makes for really interesting conversations, yeah. I think.
I'll use just one as an example. My brother, of course, is the director of the Tucson, Arizona Boys Chorus, and he's been there. He's retiring after 45 years. But you ask somebody in Tucson, you know, have you been to a boys chorus concert? They say yes. And you say, when was that? 1994, you know, mm-hmm. And we take for granted all these nonprofits, these companies, these businesses, these organizations that are in town, and it's nice to give them a platform to be able to talk about their successes and get people thinking about them again, and that's what Jump in Tucson provides, is that ability to say positive things about companies and organizations.
Absolutely. I think also what happens is people start to think as they listen to this, or even if they're not able to listen live, when they go back and hear a recording of some of the conversations we have, they start thinking about what they can do in their industry or with their skill set that might lead to a new entrepreneurial opportunity. Mm-hmm. It might lead to an issue or a policy or a way that they all of a sudden have an aha, I can advocate for that. And then suddenly we see them getting more engaged in community and, dare I say, maybe even running for office.
Right. Well, Lydia, Rhonda, you've been great. You've been a great supporter of me personally. And I remember meeting you at Star Pass Golf Club, and we were in an event together, and we walked up to each other and had that conversation, and we've been thick as thieves since then.
It's absolutely been kind of partners amazing. In crime.
Yeah. Speaking of Star Pass, that's where you live, out by Star Pass, Sixto. And you're an amazing golfer. I just want you to know that. I've had the pleasure to golf with you a couple of times now, once with Leo Garcia, and then we were with Morgan and Moretti. We were out at the golf tournament. That therapy is doing really well for you, isn't it? That Thursday and Sunday morning therapy that you're doing.
I've done that for decades, and it works well. Yeah. And really, when having a family, having a stressful job, you have to have a getaway. You got to find a place, a little island, and that's the golf course for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been great to play in a foursome with you and let him carry us all the way through the end. We wouldn't have won that tournament if it wasn't for you, and thank you for doing that. So, Bill, what do we look for in 2025? Obviously, it's the 57th anniversary of Ackerley Advertising. We're in our second year with Jump in Tucson. What do you look for in 2025 for guests and for the trajectory of the Monday show with Wonder, the Friday show with Business Success Stories, and then our three other hosts? What are you looking for in 2025?
Well, we were having a strategic meeting here on
strategery, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, one of the things we want to do is grow the audience if we can, and we're going to do that through social media. And Morgan Murphy's going to help us with that, and also get more clients to participate, tell their story on the show during the Success Fridays and that kind of thing. So we're always looking to expand.
Well, I think that the validation of that is some of our advertisers and sponsors of our programs. Ted mentioned Jim Click and the Tucson Airport Authority, and of course Grant's been a sponsor from the very beginning, and Southern Arizona Attractions and Visit Tucson, they're back for another year, which validates the effectiveness of what we're doing and making that important. So getting some more clients that want to be advertisers but also sponsor an hour perhaps, or even be a guest on the show is a good positive trajectory for 2025.
Right. And on a side note, I'd like to also thank Matt Neely for helping us out and all the hosts that do the show. We found out how much work we had to put in to do the 2 hours. So thanks to Tom Moulton and Grant and Ted for all the work they put in.
Yeah, it is time consuming and very stressful. Sometimes you get to say Thursday at 4 p.m. and you still don't have a guest for Friday morning. And
you call Alan Michaels at that point.
Alan Kate
or somebody. Yeah. And get him in.
One of your radio people friends to come in. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's exactly been an opportunity also for some small organizations who wouldn't otherwise think about the benefit of being on radio. I know that we've been able to help out lots of different groups, Compass Affordable Housing, SACA, hoteliers, different restaurateurs, and then even just coalition builders like Aztec Agave, Casa Agave, mm-hmm. and some of the other groups, the Minority and Small Business Alliance of Southern Arizona. Yeah. So lots of opportunity there, and let's see what 2025 allows.
What I like, Lydia Rande, is like I like you coming to me and saying you're thinking about how you can engage those groups and get them involved in this. So we appreciate you thinking forward for us and thinking creatively. So what do you think, Sixto? Are you going to come back in 2025 and guest host with me and be part of this Hullapalooza?
Absolutely. It's always a good time. It's always fun to be here. It's always interesting to listen to the guests and what they have to say, even if I don't understand some of these rocket scientists that you bring on from time to time.
I was amazed that the one time we brought Steve Patterson and Chris Olson from the U of A to talk about security, that was after, obviously, some tragedies on campus. And to bring your expertise into that after being a police officer for 35 years and being a police chief in Southern Arizona, South Tucson, and then being a city manager, town manager, South Tucson too. What a great conversation that was with those guys to talk about the future of security at a big facility like the University of Arizona.
It's very, very challenging, and it's got to be challenging for them. At the Arizona Bowl, we saw numerous police officers there with long guns,
right?
And they didn't hide. Normally, they used to hide behind places. Not anymore. They're out there. People see them. And it's unfortunate if they have to go to work.
Yeah, but it's important that we tell people that the University of Arizona is safe, and that there's a lot of people working really, really, really hard on safety. Matter of fact, I had a couple students in here not too long ago talking about a project they did for Steve and Chris to try and tell students what to do in case of an emergency. So we've covered a lot of different topics over the last couple of weeks, 52 weeks of engaging conversation. So Sixto, I want to thank you for being involved, and as one of my go-to co-hosts, you come in and guest host with me, and you bring donuts as you did today. We love it. What's a cop without a donut, right?
Gotta have donuts.
Yeah. And the good ones. Thank you, Estrella.
And hey, Popeye has spinach, right? Cops have donuts.
There you go. And Lydia, thank you for all you do for the Ackerley family and for me personally. I really appreciate it. And
my pleasure.
Looking forward to have you speak to our U of A classes here coming
you
up.
You bet. And one of my favorite things.
Yeah. And thank you, Bill, for being the executive producer and being in charge of me and making sure I do what we're supposed to be doing. We appreciate all the good work you do with Jump in Tucson.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're listening to Jump in Tucson on KVOI. This is the one-year anniversary reminder. We have a little party tonight between 5 and 7 at Union Public House to celebrate the 1 year on the air with Jump in Tucson. We'll be back after the break. Welcome back to Jump in Tucson. I am Dr. Ed Ackerley. We've had quite an anniversary show here. We had Christy Simone and Ted Maxwell and Grant Kruger and Tom Moulton. And this last segment, we had Sixto Molina, Lydia Randa, Bill Ackerley. And this time we have a couple of guys that are good friends of mine who have helped me out when I headed off to one of my son's weddings for the summer, along with Lydia Randa. We had Roman Campuzano, who stayed
good
in for
morning.
Me. Good morning,
yes.
Roman. You've been a guest on the show, but you also have hosted a couple of times.
Love this show, yes.
Yeah, you're great. And you're always you always text me during the show and say you're listening and supportive. I really appreciate that. And if your phone's not ringing, it'll be me, Alan Kaith.
So that is the standing private joke that we have on Jump in Tucson, because when Ed asked me to do this, I said, you know, I've done this a long, not this particular format for a long time, but I've been in local media for a long time. And I said, if you need me, I'll help you. But if the phone's not ringing, I'll know it's you.
Now, both of you guys have sat in for me, and Lydia has sat in for me, and I appreciate that. And I know that when I leave or have some other obligation and you guys are taking over, it's going to be a great show because you do your homework and you do a good job. So I thank you both very much. And also with us is my executive assistant, Morgan Murphy. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning, Dr. Ackerley.
So you're getting a real real education. You spent the last 3 or 4 months with us learning the ropes, and now you get your master's in marketing coming up here in the spring. You're going to graduate, and hopefully you'll stay around Tucson for a while. But it's been an interesting experiment to be part of Jump in Tucson, hasn't it?
Yes, it's definitely been an interesting thing to learn, but it's a lot of fun.
And you've done a great job of helping us secure some of the guests and do some of the background work on this. So appreciate all you've done for Jump in Tucson.
Thank you.
So we got a new intern coming that you're going to help me train a new intern. So we're going to get that going as well.
All right.
So what do you think of the format, Alan? You said you've been in this business a long time, and you said you like the format. What do you like about the format?
I grew up just like you. I had the same track in my younger days, just like you, including Ackerley Mobile Music.
Oh yeah, one great hit after another.
Right.
I
didn't have a name for my company. I did it in Phoenix, and it was pretty good job back in the 80s and 90s. But this is very different, and I like it.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
So,
well, we were going to have a DJ company. We're going to call it PHAT Boys.
We were going to call it Fat Boys
Fat
Mobile
Boys
Music.
Fat Boys Mobile Music,
PHAT. Because we were big as houses back in the 80s. And we thought that might work.
Yeah.
But we never did it.
We never did it. Speaking of DJs, that's one of the little things that you do, Roman. You've had an experience being a DJ for many years. You still do it every once in a while.
Every once in a while. You know, it's a great experience to just kind of get there and... It's kind of like for me, it's like riding a bike.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things that kind of never leaves you, and you get behind it, and you still get nervous.
Right.
And even when I fill in for you on the air here, I still get a little bit nervous before.
That's okay. Yeah, that's good.
Cups of coffee help.
Keeps you on your toes. Well, you know, you are both a guest host, but you're also a guest, and your company has been... has done well, your new insurance engagement that you have. And
Downtown, yes.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you do now.
Well, I'm grateful to be doing Country Financial downtown. We're on Pennington Street. Also opened up the Pennington Room, which is a co-op, a shared space for people like you to come on in and just kind of get some work done.
Right, right. That's great. Well, we talk a lot about Gary. We talk about Gary.
I love Gary.
We're in our
and
50,
I love Glow.
Yeah, we're in our 57th year. So actually, my dad's name was Gene, and Alan knows that. But we, 40 years ago, he said Gary, and we've just used
when
that
we
ever
first
since.
Met, I forgot that his name was Gene, and I called him Gary.
Yeah.
So we always
haven't let
him
you
for,
haven't let you
well,
forget.
Well, I don't want to forget.
So you've been around Ackerley Advertising a long time. Pretty amazing that we've been in business 57 years, isn't it?
I remember you, and I think probably. A lot of people remember the Ackerley Advertising Agency from their days over at Broadway, just west of Swan,
right?
Slightly west of the Contiki, where we would go and have scorpions for lunch, scorpion drinks.
Yes, we would.
So
35 years at that location.
And when you would walk into the agency, oh God, I can't believe Matt, we talk about eidetic memories. When I first would walk into Ackerley Advertising, because my company was Skyview Traffic,
right?
We would walk in, go upstairs, and at the end of the hall was Ed's office, so he'd see everyone coming in, and he had his IBM Correcting Selectric 2 right there.
For Ronnie
and it was like he was the guard gate for Gary and Glow, his parents. he's the moat king of the moat. Yeah. So
well,
that was a great... little office. I love that office.
For those people that knew my father and mom, they started Ackerley Advertising. You know, my dad was in radio. He started at KHJ in Hollywood, went to KID in Idaho Falls, went to KSL in Salt Lake City, went to, of all names, KCOW in Alliance, Nebraska.
In Alliance, Nebraska, my favorite station in Nebraska, KCOW, where I grew up.
Then he came here to Tucson and managed three stations here in Tucson. In 1968, they started Ackerley Advertising. Who'd have thunk 57 years later, I'd be sitting on this side of the microphone talking about that.
I'd have thunk that. And I'd have thunk Bill would be too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised your whole family's not doing this stuff.
It's been amazing. And when we were asked, we talked about this with Grant and Chris and Ted early on, when they came to us and said, do you want to do a radio show? My immediate reaction was, no way, I do not want to do that. And we talked about it, and it's turned out to be a great, to have Ted and Tom and Grant to be our co-hosts.
They're great. Ed, I don't know how you could have picked, Morgan, you see this. How could he have picked better hosts? I mean, every day is an adventure.
Right, right.
You know, and you learn something every day. Every day you have something different that is worth the time that you would put in the hour. Right. It's appointment. We don't say this much. It's appointment radio.
Right, right.
You know, it really is.
What does 2025 look like for you, Roman Campuzano? What are you thinking about the coming year?
It looks like me coming back here.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
I'm committed for another year. Yes,
that's,
absolutely.
That's
I really enjoyed doing this, and it's been an absolute pleasure. And happy one-year anniversary.
Well, thank you. We have a little party tonight. Where's that party, Alan? You're good at this. What's that?
Well, it's at Union Public House between, I believe, 5 and 7.
Correct.
So I'll see everyone there again.
Yeah.
I have to thank Tom Moulton, who hung out here for the last segment. Tom let me do two let me do two segments that were outstanding segments. I learned, and I'm fairly knowledgeable about the bike industry and cycling in Tucson, but I still learn a lot about the velodrome that's coming. And he just said they've broken ground on the aluminum velodrome.
That's awesome.
So that was one of mine. And then the other one was the old Tucson Yuletide, which was fantastic as well.
That's great. Well, this has been a great 1 year anniversary celebration. It was kind of fun, wasn't it, Morgan?
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you get your
it.
Internship yet in Chicago?
No, not Chicago. Just here.
So you're going to do it with me.
And, but aren't you looking for something else?
For another student, for Chelsea Shogger.
Okay. Because I heard that show and I thought, wow.
Thank you, Matt Neely. I appreciate everything you do for Jump In Tucson and for our guests and for our guest hosts. We appreciate that. So Jump In Tucson is produced and directed by Ackerley Advertising, celebrating 57 years in business this year. We're pretty excited about that. Bill Ackerley, William is our executive producer.
William Ackerley.
Matt Neely produces the show in the booth, and Morgan Murphy is my executive assistant. And the program broadcasts from Bustos Media Studios and KVOI 1030 AM Radio. I'd like to thank Patty Ruiz, General Manager here at the KVOI, Greg Gerringer, the program director, and of course Matt and Chris DeSimone for all your support of keeping us on the air for a year. And thank you guys for being here today. Thank you, Morgan.
I hear your voice kind of cracking a little. Is it sentimental for you?
It is a little sentimental.
I think it's a lot sentimental, isn't it?
Yes. It's been good.
It's only because I've known you long enough to know that there's a little.
Yeah, well, we appreciate. You know who I appreciate? I appreciate our listeners, the people who have called in and said, hey, I see them out and they say, we listen to you and you have a great program there. And our three guests, we were just talking to Lydia about that. Our three guests, our three hosts, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you couldn't have picked a better bunch.
So, I agree. Yeah, they're great.
I'd like to mention really quick that this is all live.
Yeah.
So we don't rehearse this. We don't record it. This is all on the fly. So thank you so much for listening out there.
Happy 1 year anniversary. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Like I say, it's important for all of us to jump in. And as my dad would say,
Gary would be proud of you.
Yeah, as Gary would say, my dad Gene would say, he would say that this is our town. And we're going to be here for a long time, and politicians and other leaders come and go. But this is our town. Let's make the best of it. So thank you all for 1 year, one year on the air, and thank you for all your support and everything you do. I want to thank Ted, Grant, and Tom for the excellent job they do during the week. And, of course, thank me.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for the opportunity to not pick up the phone.
There you go. And thank you for listening. We hope that you will jump in Tucson.